Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host. Thank you once again for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about something that comes up with my clients over and over and over. I know every single person out there listening has had this experience. You have a conversation with somebody, it doesn't go well. You're working in an office setting and there's internal politics or there's a disagreement about what to do. You're out about in the world and somebody does something that annoys you and boom, it clicks off that narrative. You know, that conversation in your head, the one that's like, it's going back and forth as you continue to drive to work, as you're in the commute, when you're in the shower, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, that conversation, that discussion about what just transpired is ping-ponging in your head for the rest of the day. You're going through all the arguments you want to make, what that other person said. You're getting yourself all pissed off, worked up over a conversation that isn't happening. Right? I've done it. Everybody's done it. We've all done it. We've been there, right? You're discussing it. You're going back and forth. You're trying to figure out what happened. You're thinking about what you're going to say, how you're going to confront that person. And it just spins in your head. Maybe you even call a friend and you walk through how, you know, wrong the situation is. The moral indignation kicks in. You're like, how could they have said that thing to me? And how could they dare do this? And it just goes on and on and on until you wear yourself out. Maybe you get yourself so upset that you take it out on your kids, you take it out on your husband or wife. You find yourself in a position where you get yourself upset to the point that you even start to cry, right? The emotions get the best of you. Because this narrative has been playing, your frustrations grow, your control of the situation feels non-existent, and there it is. There's that loop. Well, if you have that experience, you're not alone. If anybody's out there doesn't have that experience, like, wow, I'm that's awesome. But for the rest of us who find themselves in that predicament, here's what I can say as a solution. First of all, note, it's just the way we're designed. We have situations that come up, they cause instant frustration, and you're going into an unconscious narrative, right? It's happening before you even know it's happening, and it kicks in, and once it kicks in, it's hard to get it to stop. So, you know, let go of that internal judgment. That's what's wrong with you. Why are you still talking about this, or any other internal sense of shame or judgment about the fact that you're having this narrative flying through your head. Once you find that space, and if you can't, by the way, exercise, going for a walk, taking a bunch of deep breaths can give you enough space to hopefully allow you the outcome that I'm going to suggest now. So, A, just become aware, right? Grab the moment, say, okay, I'm having a discussion with myself over something that I have no control over. Why do I say that? Well, the reason that this narrative is flying and going back and forth is because you're discussing something about another person or a situation you don't have control over. We wouldn't have a discussion for hours, even days, about why it has to rain. That would be preposterous. I mean, I get it. Some people don't like the weather. They might comment about the weather, but you're not going to get yourself this emotionally tired thinking through the weather. But when it comes to other people, which we have no control over, we run these narratives, these scripts out in our head for days and days, walking through all the ways that we would have, should have, could have said it, or what we're going to say, or how angry we are. You have no control. So A, get the awareness. B, I don't have control over this. Why am I going to keep talking about something that I have no control? The second thing after that is to recognize you do have control. You have control over how you frame this and what you can do. So start focusing on exactly what you do have control over. I was recently in a situation with an IT person. It didn't go well. The person wasn't able to get the product done. We'd spend a ton of time and money. It didn't happen. I can sit there and argue out in my head 100 times how it's wrong, how this is an unacceptable situation, what the person's done, how this has harmed my business, how I've lost all sorts of money waiting for this program to be done, blah, 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 blah. In the end of the day, what have I achieved other than giving myself a complete headache and level of discomfort that's, can keep you up all night. So one, become aware. Two, notice that you're thinking about control and you can't control the other person. Three, start to focus what you can control. Well, what is the outcome given the situation that I want? In my case, this technology, it's not done. This person's business is going under. They're having a lot of trouble. What do I actually want to see as my outcome? What do I want to see happen here? Because this is the situation I'm in. It's not about me and it's not personal, which is the fourth step. It's not about me and my feelings and the conflict that I'm perceiving that I'm talking about. It's about the outcome that I want to achieve and all the control I have in what steps I can take towards that outcome. So in this case, it was better for me to sever ties with this company, move on, clean slate, not what I wanted, not a good situation, not quote right, but all that kind of discussion does not change the reality of the situation I find myself in, which is the technology has problems and the person responsible isn't going to take ownership of it. So when you follow this system, when you get out of this idea of trying to control what you can't control, trying to be right over things where it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong, it still doesn't change the reality. When you're running those scripts about the conflict that you're perceiving, it causes just this unbelievable amount of discomfort for you. And out of self-preservation, you don't want to feel that way. So the last thing, I know this is a hard one. It took me a long time to add this one in. So if you know you're not there, I get it. How can you think about this from more of a space of compassion? In my case, the individual was going through some kind of emotional breakdown. You know, it's not personal. He's not trying to harm me. Just can't get the work done. So what is really going on? Is the person out to get you? Is this really a conflict, right? Or are they feeling insecure? Are they having a hard time? Maybe they have more going on than you realize. So adding any level of compassion can also get rid of a lot of that negative looping. Give it a try. Send me a note, laura@lauraco.com. If you find yourself really struggling with this, you'd like to try out coaching, I'm always happy to chat with anybody. I have a free 30-minute session. Again, lauraco.com. You can find me there. There's a button you can press at the bottom of my page and we can chat. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully this will help you going forward in conflicts, in spinning those tapes, and hopefully letting those internal narratives that can keep you up all night long lessen. Thanks for tuning in.